Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The AI Con by Emily M. Bender examines how contemporary enthusiasm around artificial intelligence is often driven less by technical reality than by marketing, power, and profit. Known for her work in linguistics and critiques of large language models, Bender focuses on how big tech narratives frame AI as inevitable, neutral, and universally beneficial, while masking social costs and accountability gaps. The book connects AI hype to surveillance capitalism, where data extraction and behavioral prediction are treated as normal business practices. It clarifies what current systems can and cannot do, why anthropomorphic language misleads the public, and how inflated promises shape policy, procurement, and workplace decisions. Rather than rejecting technology wholesale, the book argues for clearer thinking and democratic choices about what problems are worth solving, who gets to decide, and who bears the risks. It is positioned as a practical guide for readers who want to challenge AI propaganda and support alternatives that serve people over platforms. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, separating AI mythology from technical reality, a central theme is the need to distinguish what current AI systems actually do from what companies and media suggest they do. The book argues that terms like intelligence, understanding, reasoning, and even learning are routinely used in ways that encourage people to imagine human-like minds inside software. Bender emphasizes that many widely deployed tools are pattern-matching systems trained on large datasets, optimized to produce outputs that look plausible rather than outputs grounded in comprehension or truth. This gap between appearance and capability matters because it influences decisions in education, healthcare, law, journalism, and government. When leaders believe systems are reliable thinkers, they may delegate judgment that should remain human, or they may cut staffing and safeguards. The book encourages readers to ask concrete questions about training data sources, error modes, evaluation methods, and the contexts where failure can cause harm. By demystifying the technology, it becomes easier to notice when claims are inflated, when benchmarks do not match real-world tasks, and when marketing language is used to override skepticism. The broader point is that realistic understanding is the foundation for sensible regulation, responsible procurement, and honest public debate. Secondly, surveillance capitalism as the hidden business model, the book ties AI hype to the underlying economic logic of major platforms, extracting data, profiling individuals, and monetizing prediction and influence. In this view, AI is not primarily a neutral tool that happens to generate value, but a set of techniques used to scale monitoring and control. Bender highlights how everyday digital services are structured to collect information, from clicks and location traces to social graphs and purchasing behavior, and how that data becomes fuel for targeting, ranking, and automated decision systems. The AI label can distract from the continuity between older forms of tracking and newer machine learning products, making intrusive practices seem modern and unavoidable. The book urges readers to look at incentives. What does a company gain when it offers free tools, when it promotes automation, or when it pushes AI into workplaces and schools? It also examines how surveillance-oriented models shape product design, encouraging engagement maximization and behavioral nudges rather than user well-being. Understanding these incentives clarifies why companies overpromise, why transparency is resisted, and why harms such as discrimination, manipulation, and privacy erosion are treated as acceptable collateral. The takeaway is that fighting AI harms often requires challenging the data extraction economy itself. Thirdly, language, meaning, and the dangers of anthropomorphism, Bender brings a linguist perspective to how people interpret AI outputs, especially systems that generate fluent text. The book argues that human-like language triggers deep psychological cues. Readers assume intention, knowledge, and accountability even when none exists. This is not merely a semantic problem. Anthropomorphic framing can lead users to trust outputs, disclose sensitive information, or treat generated text as authoritative. It can also blur responsibility when systems cause damage, because companies can imply the tool acted on its own while still marketing it as a capable agent. The book encourages more precise vocabulary, describing systems in terms of statistical generation, training data dependence, and probabilistic behavior, rather than minds and personalities. It also addresses how training on massive internet text can reproduce stereotypes, misinformation patterns, and biased associations, then repackage them in polished prose. Readers are pushed to consider what is missing from fluent text, grounding in the physical world, verified sources, and a commitment to truth. The point is not that outputs are always useless, but that language should not be equated with understanding. By refusing anthropomorphism, organizations can design better oversight, clearer user interfaces, and safer policies for when to use or reject generated content. Fourthly, power, politics, and the risk of automated decision-making. Another major topic is how AI systems, once embedded into institutions, can amplify existing power imbalances. The book discusses how automated scoring, ranking, and classification can affect access to jobs, housing, credit, healthcare, and social services. Even when a model is presented as objective, it reflects choices about what to measure, which outcomes to optimize, and whose data counts as representative. Bender argues that these choices often align with institutional convenience and cost-cutting rather than fairness or accuracy. Automation can also create a veneer of neutrality that makes it harder to contest decisions, especially when models are proprietary and explanations are limited. The book highlights the practical dangers of deploying systems in high-stakes contexts where errors are costly, where feedback loops can worsen inequality, and where people have little recourse. It encourages readers to evaluate whether a task should be automated at all, not merely whether a model can be made slightly better. Governance questions become central: who is accountable for harms, what audit mechanisms exist, and what rights affected individuals have to challenge outcomes. The larger argument is that AI is political infrastructure, and society must decide democratically where it belongs, under what constraints, and with what enforcement. Lastly, building a better future. Through resistance and better alternatives, the book positions critique as a pathway to constructive action. Bender argues that resisting AI hype is not about rejecting technology, but about refusing inevitability and redirecting resources towards systems that genuinely help people. This includes demanding evidence for claims, insisting on transparency around data and evaluation, and treating privacy as a baseline requirement rather than an optional feature. It also involves strengthening public institutions and procurement standards so that schools, cities, and agencies are not pressured into adopting unproven tools. The book points toward alternatives such as better labor practices, human-centered design, narrow tools with clearly defined scope, and governance structures that prioritize rights and accountability. Readers are encouraged to support policy measures like data protection rules, limits on surveillance, documentation requirements for models, independent audits, and meaningful avenues for appeal when automated systems affect lives. The book also underscores the importance of collective action, worker organizing, professional ethics, community advocacy, and public interest technology efforts that counterbalance platform power. By combining technical clarity with political strategy, the book offers a framework for choosing technologies that align with shared values rather than accepting whatever big tech markets as the future. In conclusion, this book suits readers who are tired of breathless AI promises and want a grounded way to evaluate claims, especially journalists, educators, policymakers, students, technologists, and anyone affected by automated systems at work or in public services. It benefits the reader's life by sharpening critical thinking around technology decisions, how to ask better questions, recognize manipulation through language, and spot when a product is designed to extract data rather than deliver real value. It can also help readers protect privacy, avoid overtrusting generated content, and advocate for safer rules in organizations and communities. Compared with similar books that focus mainly on futuristic scenarios or purely technical explanations, The AI Con is worth buying because it connects the mechanics of contemporary AI to the political economy that drive deployment. It does not treat AI as an unstoppable force, and it does not accept corporate framing as neutral. Instead, it offers a practical lens for deciding when tools are appropriate, when they are harmful, and what accountability should look like. That combination of clear debunking, institutional awareness, and actionable resistance makes it a strong guide for creating a future shaped by democratic choices rather than platform hype. If you would like to support Emily M. Bender, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.